News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, the school's expert panel with Meg, born in the USA as we celebrate the eve of the 4th of July, July 3rd, right here on Pep Talk. Pensacola's expert panel, we're going to get you in the mood for the 4th. I noticed this morning on my way in, not very much traffic, so I'm a little envious of all y'all that have taken today off. A lot of businesses are closed today, but we're going to have gorgeous, hot, perfect 4th of July weather. I think the heat index is going to be over 100. And somebody was complaining. I said, come on, it's the 4th of July. It's supposed to be hot. So we're going to have great weather for all the fireworks celebrations throughout the counties. And speaking of fireworks, I have a special guest this morning, a little bit more on a serious note, because one of the things we want to do is keep y'all safe. And I'm very pleased to have in the studio with us from the City of Pensacola Fire Department, Fire Marshal Nathan Edler. Did I get that right?
Yes, ma'am.
Good morning, sir. I'm so glad he is off today. So if you're in your car, just start clapping because he got up early to come in. And just give us some pointers on this special holiday. How are you?
Good, Meg. Thanks for having me on.
I appreciate you coming on your day off.
Oh, yeah. That's okay. We're never truly off. So.
Well, I've figured as much. As, yeah. And I'm guessing that this is kind of a, like, you probably don't really look forward to this weekend in some ways, right? I mean, there's, I hate to say it, but there's kind of a lot of stupidity out there.
When it comes to fireworks, we've seen some stupid stuff.
So. I would imagine,
yes, ma'am.
So. So the good news is that many of you know, like tonight, the Pensacola Beach is having their big beach bash. They're going to have music out at the Gulfside Pavilion. They're going to have all kinds of fun things to do tonight. Tomorrow, the beach will also have fireworks at 9 o'clock, as well as downtown Pensacola at the port. Those fireworks will be starting at 9:05. No, I'm sorry, not at the port. They got a barge this year.
Yes, they're at the
port.
Right. Yes,
yeah, so they're downtown.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell us a little bit about what the fire department has to do, I guess, because you're involved in all the preparation and getting ready, and people don't realize how much goes into keeping us all safe for this big celebration.
Yes, ma'am. So I'll speak a little bit on the downtown fireworks show.
Right, that's the one.
The fireworks show will be straight off of Main Bayfront Parkway, straight out south of 9th Avenue.
Because it's on a barge this year.
Yes, ma'am. It's on the barge. It's not on the port. It's on the barge. As the fire marshal, the firework plans, pyro plans, will come in to me, to my office, and we will inspect them, make sure all the fireworks meet code, are code compliant.
Right.
And either this afternoon or tomorrow morning, I will go inspect the barge before it starts tracking out.
So you actually go out there and look at it. Wow.
Yes,
okay.
Ma'am.
What are you looking for when you go? I mean, I don't know a thing about it, so I'm curious.
Looking at just that everything is set up on the barge. It's secured.
Mm-hmm.
It's not just able to move around. We make sure they have fire extinguishers placed around because that's if something happens out there, they got to be able to put it out real quick.
Mm-hmm.
But the big thing is making sure it's all secured and it's fastened down so it doesn't tip over and start shooting sideways.
No, that would not be good.
No, that won't be good because there's going to be boats all over the place out there
yeah.
in the water. And then they'll be close enough to where if it did tip over, I mean, it could make it into shore as far as where the people are standing
yeah.
at. So, but we do that. Then we'll have – so the downtown festivities start, I believe, they'll shut down Bayfront. I know they're telling everybody from 5 to 10 is the time frame.
Mm-hmm.
They'll have food trucks down there. People will come down there and hang out on Bayfront, just have a good time. We'll have EMT teams down there, off-duty EMT teams.
Which
will be down there. I mean, it's going to be warm. So
well, that's probably one of the bigger concerns, really, is people having heat exhaustion and heat
correct,
stroke.
Correct. And PPD will have plenty of officers down there. And that's kind of our big to-do with it is just making sure everybody stays safe
mm-hmm.
down there
mm-hmm.
and nobody gets hurt and all that good stuff.
Well, the good news is my understanding is the Wahoo Stadium will be open for folks to come in, so they'll also have, I'm sure, things to eat and beverages. And then next door at the amphitheater, the Hunter Amphitheater, there's going to be a concert with Pensacola Symphony at 7 o'clock.
Yes, ma'am.
And by the way, you can hear that. It's going to be streamed live right here on News Radio 92.3, so tune in. And I think it's 7 o'clock, 7:05. We'll start broadcasting.
Somewhere right around there, yes,
yeah,
ma'am.
So, and then we'll have the fireworks as well with our sister station, Cat Country, 98.7. So the thing that's neat, though, is to think, that I've been been involved with the fireworks when I was telling you before we came on the air that with the Pensacola Beach Chamber, and as the president had to be responsible for making sure the show went off on time and making sure that everything was in place. So the planning for this involves a lot of people. I don't know if people realize how many people are behind the scenes, like you, making sure that everybody's safe.
Yeah.
And the Pyro Shows Company does both of the fireworks on the beach and in Pensacola.
Yes, ma'am.
Highly professional.
Oh, yeah.
They do shows all over the country, and they're a good group. They seem to really know what they're doing.
Yeah, they do all the shows at the Wahoo Stadium too, right after the ball games. And, we talk on a regular basis.
First name basis.
Jason, Brandon, all the guys.
I mean, too,
They pick up the phone and call. It's easy. It's
that's great.
Like me and you are talking right now.
Yeah, that's great.
Yeah.
So when you're talking about the fireworks, so the big fireworks, really, when you think about it, like you said, we've got professionals doing it. Y'all are there with the EMTs making sure everybody's safe. My guess would be the big worry is the independent people who decide they're going to do fireworks on their own. Let's talk about that.
Yes, ma'am. So a lot of people don't realize this, but in the city of Pensacola, it is unlawful to shoot off fireworks.
Is it really? I didn't know that. Is that city of Pensacola or all of Escambia?
No, city of Pensacola.
I didn't know that.
We have an ordinance.
I did not know that. Okay. I hope the people are listening this morning.
Basically, the only thing legal inside the city limits is sparklers.
Okay. And you even want to be careful with those.
Yes, ma'am, because sparklers burn to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
And you drop them on the ground, and you're running around in your bare feet. Be careful with those.
Oh, yeah. So kids are off. Kids are often the ones using the sparklers. And the big concern with that is a burn if you don't pay attention to them.
Yeah. 2,000? Really? 2,000 degrees?
That's up to 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit. But, yeah, a lot of people don't realize that it is unlawful in the city of Pensacola to shoot off fireworks.
I did not know that.
Now, does that mean that PPD is going to be going around to all the people complaining in neighborhoods, telling people to put them out, or us at the fire department?
You don't, probably don't have enough manpower to do that.
They don't have enough time. We don't have enough time to do that.
Right.
So the big thing is just being safe with them.
Mm-hmm.
And being safe, if you do shoot it, and I'm not telling you can, I'm not telling you to do it, because it is my jurisdiction.
he is the fire marshal.
But if you do, I mean, the big thing is setting a safe area.
Away from your house, away from your roof,
away from trees, which I know is complicated in the city because there's trees everywhere. But, establish a safe distance away from everything.
Mm-hmm.
And I've told people this before, you know, often you see people lighting fireworks and they're looking right down on it while they're lighting it.
Oh, yes.
Light it from the side. Don't be staring over it because you just don't know if it'll explode quickly or not.
Right.
Like, I mean, you just don't know.
Well, a lot of these things, I see those big fireworks stands on the side of the road. And we don't really know if those were tested for safety or not.
Well, and that's the key. And then you don't know if you have a firework package that's opened.
Mm-hmm.
You don't know if that's been tampered with. You don't know if it's been filled with something else. So
right.
I've always told people, hey, if you have a package of fireworks and it's open, don't light it off because you don't know what it is. I mean,
right.
you want to have something that's sealed up.
Oh, my goodness.
That would be the big thing.
And people probably didn't even think about that.
Correct.
So that's a great tip.
Yep.
We're talking with Fire Marshal, City of Pensacola. Nathan Elder is here with us this morning. If you've got a question for him, now is the time to text it in. This is Pep Talk. He's our expert on fireworks this morning at 850-437-1620. Just got a question in. So we were saying that a lot of folks don't know that in the city of Pensacola, it is illegal to shoot off fireworks. So first question in, are we allowed to shoot off Roman candles in Pensacola?
No, ma'am.
That is a firework.
The only thing that's carved out of the ordinance is sparklers.
Sparklers, that's it.
Yep.
Okay. What about the ones that you throw on the – I used to hate the whole thing, and you throw them on the ground?
The pops,
yeah.
I would say those – I mean, those don't really explode, per se, so
okay.
I would say that you're okay
the
with
little
those.
Pop – I hate those things, by the way. We should
always throw them at people.
That's why I don't like them.
Yeah.
It's always the little boys that are coming up and throwing them at you.
Exactly. So.
Okay. Well, we've got a whole lot to talk about this morning, but again, if you have a question about fireworks, today is the day. We've got the City of Pensacola's Fire Marshal here with us. We're going to take a quick break, but we'll be right back with Fire Marshal Nathan Elder. Is that correct?
Edler.
Nathan. I'm close enough. All right.
Close.
We'll be back in just a minute. 850-437-1620 for your questions. This is Pep Talk. Good morning. This is Pep Talk on the eve of the 4th of July, and we are here this morning with our City of Pensacola Fire Marshal. Nathan Edler is here giving us some pointers. I'm going to turn it over to you because I think there's so many things that we could be talking about, but primarily our discussion this morning is being safe with the fireworks. First of all, if you just joined us, I did not know this, but it is illegal to shoot off fireworks in the City of Pensacola. So that is news to me.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, so tell us more of some things that we can do to stay safe.
Okay, I would say another thing, Meg, would be when you're if you're shooting off fireworks and something appears to be a dud and does not go off,
right?
Do not try to relight it. Stay away from it. I mean, they say to stay away from it for 15, 20 minutes.
Oh, really?
Easily.
Okay.
But the big thing is don't go up and relight it because you don't know if it's still burning in there.
Oh.
I mean, it could be still smoldering and you're getting close to it, then blows up in your face.
Right, right.
So, but that's a big thing is to just stay away from it for 15, 20 minutes would be the ideal. After you have shot off your fireworks, put them in a bucket of water.
Smart.
Put them in a bucket of water. Always keep a hose or something close to where you're at so you can spray it down, but never throw it immediately in a garbage can or dumpster or whatever because they're still hot. They're still smoldering in there. And I've seen firework, the big cannons that you get buy from the big stores that they'll still be burning 15, 20, 30 minutes later.
So you don't want to leave those unattended.
No. But find a bucket of water hose, soak them down, leave them. Wait till the next day to dispose of them. Make sure they're completely out.
Oh, that's smart.
Saturate them as best you can. All the above. So we did talk about the City of Pensacola fireworks show, and you know the best thing to do, the safest thing for people to do, is go watch the professional shoot it off.
Yeah, watch the legal show. Don't try to do it yourself.
Yeah, I know it's fun to sit at a house and probably have a couple beers or whatever, but they're sober.
And yeah.
They're sober for a reason because those are the ones that need to be shooting it off, and they're trained. They're trained for that.
Mm-hmm. You don't want to have the person that's had the most beers shooting off your fireworks, which
correct.
Usually happens.
Correct. And that's when problems happen.
That's
so,
right.
But yeah, the professionals, the fireworks shows, those are permitted by my office with the City of Pensacola. And that's the big deal. Those are safe, as safe as can be.
Mm-hmm. So one of the things too, when you're thinking about, because people still like to do it, we can't stop them, as you said. So what are some other safety tips? And you had mentioned before we were talking off the air about pets and animals.
Yes. The big thing with pets is these fireworks, explosions, the cannons,
firecrackers.
They drive the pets crazy.
Scare them to death. They have no idea what's happening.
Exactly. They put an enormous amount of stress and anxiety on some pets. Sometimes pets display a behavior that you've never seen before. Like they have no clue what's going on, so they're trying to figure out how to defend themselves, and they may take off. I mean,
my dog 1 year, and it was totally my fault. I had him, and he went right out the back door, and he ran a good 5 miles.
Yeah.
I mean, he took off. Yeah. We had to chase him down with the car. I mean, it was bad.
Yeah.
He just kept terrified.
Yeah, they say the big deal with fireworks is if you have your animals outside or inside, even for that matter right now, inside, the fireworks are still going to
scare
them. But make sure they have a collar on them that has their tag on them, their name, how to get a hold of you. Because if they do get away, at least you have that safety net of hopefully when somebody finds them, they look and they go, oh, this is Meg. Oh, let me call. Here's a contact number.
Right.
This is the location he came from, the dog he came from. So, just do not, and I will say this, especially for the permitted downtown Pensacola fireworks show, do not bring your animals down there.
Mm-mm. No, not a good idea at all.
And obviously at the household ones, you're still going to have neighbors are going to have dog animals and pets out. But yeah, the downtown big one, permitted one, do not bring an animal down there. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say, we just got a question that came in from one of our listeners wants to know, and this is a good one. How old should kids be to handle sparklers? You should see his face right now. That's a good question.
It is a good question. I would say at a minimum of 5 years old, but I would say parents need to be right there with them.
Because it's hot.
Correct.
2,000 degrees.
Yeah, yes. I would say older than that, but I would say if you're a parent, you're standing right there with your kid, helping them hold it in their hand away from their body.
There you go. So and their eyes.
Correct. Away from their body, their eyes, their clothes.
Mm-hmm.
I would say, I mean.
Be smart.
Yeah. I would have to say that's probably about the time frame I introduced my boys to that when they were about five. So, mm-hmm. But I was standing right there with them.
Right, right. You wouldn't just hand it to them and let them walk
around. Yeah, I didn't just give it to them and say, hey, go run around that. Go run around and play with it over there.
That hot stick?
Exactly. Exactly. Because it will burn you.
Oh, yeah. Okay. We just had a listener just texted in. Thank you so much for these safety tips.
Yes, ma'am.
So appreciate you coming in this morning. We're talking with City of Pensacola Fire Marshal Nathan Edler, who is here with us. Here's one that came in. Be careful doing fireworks. This is from when I was around some dogs, lest one tries to play fetch. There you go. Yeah. That's what we're talking about.
Well, I know we've probably all seen the video where a dog picks up a Roman candle while it's shooting off.
I've not seen that.
And it's shooting the Roman candle
sideways. That's terrible.
Yeah, it's an old video. It's been a while ago.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
Well, speaking of Roman candles and some of the other things, can you give us some other safety tips? I mean, if the people are going to do what they're going to do, but what would you say would be one of the most preventive or safe things you could do? Not do them.
Not do them would be the biggest safety
thing.
I would say the biggest safety thing would not be drinking alcohol while doing it at the same time.
Oh, there you go.
That's probably the biggest tip. But overall, I mean, be careful with it. Know your surroundings.
Mm-hmm.
Know who's around you, kid wise, adult wise. Have a hose there somewhere close to you. Mm-hmm. A bucket of water so you can throw something in there if need be.
That's smart.
But just be mindful of everybody that's around you,
mm-hmm.
including houses, including properties that may have something that's combustible. A roof that is loaded down with pine straw and leaves.
Yeah, the gutters are full.
Covered with debris.
Mm-hmm.
And that's all very dry.
That's true, and we have been dry.
Very dry.
All right, we're talking with Fire Marshal from the City of Pensacola. Nathan Edler is here. We've got a few more minutes left, so if you've got a question for him, please text it on in at 850-437-1620 as we're getting ready for fireworks on the 4th of July. Good morning. This is Pep Talk, Pensacola's expert panel with Meg. Our expert is City of Pensacola's Fire Marshal Nathan Edler is here with us. Thank you so much for coming in on your day off, sort of.
Exactly. Never really a day off.
We've got just a couple minutes left. We've had some good questions from listeners. We're talking about fireworks safety today and how you can keep you and your loved ones safe.
Yes, ma'am.
So we have a couple things we want to mention.
Yeah. I know we talked about keeping fireworks away from combustible material, dry pine straw leaves on roofs, but another one people forget about is flammable.
Yes.
Gas cans that are sitting outside.
Mm-hmm.
Any type of stuff like that. I mean, just you want to keep all of that in mind.
Probably want to keep your gas stove away from where you're shooting them off if you're having a barbecue.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. The biggest thing is another big safety thing. We talked about it, but I'll talk about it again. Do not try to relight the fireworks.
So important.
Yeah.
That's really how people lose the fingers, correct?
Correct. That's exactly how people lose it is they attempt to relight it. So another big one is people that make homemade fireworks.
Oh.
Yeah. So.
Okay. I don't even know about that.
Yeah. I've seen it before, people doing it, but they're not the professionals. They're not the engineers that build these things. So you could have something that blows. I mean, you don't know how much destruction it would do.
So dynamite's not a good firework.
Not a good firework. So, but we'll touch a little bit back on the sparklers, because that's a big thing for kids. And just the fact that they get to be almost 2,000 degrees Fahrenheit.
Yeah.
And a kid that's unsupervised can burn themselves quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are going to light a sparkler for a little one, light one. Don't give them two or three.
And afterwards, use that bucket of water
Correct.
To put the hot, stick in.
Yeah, don't throw it on the ground.
Oh, my gosh. We could talk for hours with you about this. Thank you so much for coming in. Where can people go if they wanted to get some more information? Is there a place like the fire department or online?
Probably the city of Pensacola should have some information on there, fire department webpage, or NFPA, which is the National Fire Protection Agency.
All right. Thank you so much for coming in. Stay safe this weekend.
Thank you.
We appreciate all that you do for us with the city of Pensacola Fire Department.
Yes, ma'am. Have a good day.